Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
For about 4 weeks this spring in New York City, as cases were spiking, as hospitals were overrun, as we were asked to make drastic sacrifices to protect ourselves and our neighbors, it was a really scary time here in the city as the COVID-19 pandemic raged through the boroughs. Now, as we turn our attention to reopening schools and restaurants, it might be tempting to put that tough time behind us. But like the saying goes, those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. For 2 days in early April, photographer Kay Hickman and poet and journalist Kevin Powell went out and about to all five boroughs to capture this intense moment. One of the days that they were out, April 8th, the city was near its high number of cases reported. There were 10,621 new cases statewide and 5,587 in the city. Their work is now on display in the courtyard of the New York Historical Society in an exhibit called Hope Wanted. Joining me now are Louise Meyer, President and CEO of the New York Historical Society. Hi, Louise.
Hi, how are you?
By the way,
great to be here.
It will be opening up to limited capacity on Friday, so listeners mark your calendar. And Kevin Powell, old friend, poet, journalist, and activist who guest curated Hope Wanted. Hi, Kevin.
How are you? I didn't realize I was doing your show, Allison. It's great to hear your voice.
Nice to hear your voice, too. So, Louise, baseline, how have you been thinking about the museum's mission in this moment?
Well, our mission is to preserve and disseminate history to the greatest possible number of people, broadest possible public, I should say. And nothing could be more important right now. The exhibition that you've just talked about, Hope Wanted, certainly is a major, major effort in terms of preserving a moment in history that was tragic, but also hopeful, as the exhibition title shows, and really says something very important about the city at the height of the pandemic. And the exhibition, of course, is open to visitors right now, but it is also a way for us to preserve the history of a particular moment in time, that moment in time. And our mission in terms of disseminating that history has been furthered by the fact that we have an outdoor exhibition, and many people have felt more comfortable mm-hmm. participating in outdoor events since the pandemic. So there's a great opportunity for people to stop by. The exhibition is free, and see the effects of the pandemic in all of New York's boroughs.
So, Kevin, take us back to April. What were you thinking when you started your work? What did you want to gather? What were you hoping to find out?
Wow. Well, I was scared and frustrated and confused, like many of us in New York and in our country, number one. And second, you know, as a journalist and an activist, I just felt I needed to do something. I was watching, reading and seeing articles that kind of focused mostly on Manhattan and Brooklyn, and I was wondering, well, what is happening in all five boroughs? And I kept thinking back to 9/11, which affected our city greatly, as you recall, as we both, all of us recall. And so I called Kay Hickman and I said, you know, I know this may sound crazy, but what if we went out there to all five boroughs to document, to interview and shoot people and shoot scenes of the city? And she immediately said yes, which was a blessing, you know, and honestly, the original idea was to get on bicycles, which would have been crazy to try to go to five boroughs on a bicycle. But, you know, we rented a big SUV where we could social distance, and I called folks in each borough that I knew, and then we met folks along the way. And, yeah, it was the peak of it. You hit it on the head in the introduction. April 8th and 9th were very stark days for our city. We were definitely nervous about it. Thankfully, neither one of us got sick. And thanks to the vision of Louise and Margie and the incredible people in the New York Historical Society, they said yes to doing something in partnership. And I just want to thank Louise personally, as she's on this call, and Margie and everyone there, because this wouldn't exist without the vision of this great museum, which is the oldest in the city, created in 1804, some folks know.
What questions did you ask, Kevin? What did you want to find out from people?
If they had it, and we found people who did, like Mama Tanya in the Bronx, her and her six children and her partner all had the virus, and it was a very deep moment because we were trying to shoot everyone from their windows or their doorways, and we couldn't get a good shot of her, so we literally had to go into her building and social distance away from her and her family, which was profound, you know. And thankfully, Mama Tanya Fields, and her family survived it. They are okay. We wanted to know how people were feeling emotionally, spiritually. There was a lot of people who were isolated, who were by themselves, who just didn't leave their places at all. There were folks who only went to their windows or their doors for a few seconds so we could shoot, and they ran back in. You know, but we wanted people to understand that they were connected to each other no matter the race, color, creed, gender identity. And so the exhibit and what we captured is purposely multi-generational, multicultural, because it's us, it's New York, and it's America. And what we have in common is this human experience that we're all going through, which none of us can say we've ever experienced before.
My guests are Kevin Powell. He is a guest curator of Hope Wanted. I'm also speaking with Louise Mirror, president and CEO of the New York Historical Society. So, Louise, when you walk into the courtyard to experience Hope Wanted, what do I see? What do I experience?
Well, you experience the five boroughs of New York at a moment in time that really shows how much changed life was on the streets of those boroughs. The photographs are amazingly powerful, and you know, New York is very much changed now. But most people, let me say, who live in one of the boroughs, certainly in April, did not dare to visit any of the other boroughs. I mean, most people were staying mm-hmm. in their own neighborhoods at that time. So, you know, just speaking for myself, I live in Manhattan. To see what Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, the Bronx were going through at that moment in time was really eye-opening, because each borough, as Kevin's poems, which I don't think he mentioned, but Kevin has there's a poem that Kevin has written which is attached to each segment of the exhibition that really really goes to the heart of that borough's I would say ecosystem. And really the opportunity for us as New Yorkers to see and understand what was going on in the other boroughs is really quite emotionally powerful.
Kevin, what did you hear or see that really surprised you?
I felt for the essential workers, people of all backgrounds, you know, the folks who drove the subways, the buses, the nurses, the doctors, the folks who worked in hospitals, the EMT folks, fire folks, the police folks. Those conversations, you know, they were scared for their lives. A lot of people talked about that. That hit me hard. Folks who knew people who had the virus that were around them, either family members or friends or coworkers, and feeling powerless that they couldn't get to folks or help folks. People saying that Governor Cuomo's daily press briefings, how much that helped them. How important that was to just hear somebody offering some hope to them. That really mattered to folks. People saying that they were forced to turn inward and really think about their lives. People who were artists, you know, figuring out new ways to create art, be they music folks or dancers or painters, etc. You realize how much we miss human touch. You know, when something like this happens, that this is profound, and how connected we generally are. And then just thinking about the homeless people who are out there, folks who had signs, we made sure to take images of them and to humanize them as part of the human family, because we didn't want anyone to feel separate. So we have folks who are homeless, high school dropouts, new immigrants, folks with PhDs, every kind of background, because, again, what we kept hearing was just this human longing to be back connected to each other, and how long was this going to go on for, and no one knew at the time.
Louise, you run a historical society, and it's a sad irony. We say, oh, hindsight's 2020. 2020 is 2020. 2020 is doing its own thing. But how are you thinking about the way the museum can present an historic moment when we're still living through it?
Well, that's a great question. We actually, thanks to my great predecessor, Ken Jackson, great historian of New York, we actually have had in place since September 12, 2001, a program mm-hmm. called History Responds. And Ken was really totally understanding that you need to recognize your own history as it's happening, or future generations will never really know or understand it. And he sent everyone back to work on September 12th and said, look, you know, firemen have gone back to work, policemen have gone to work, back to work, historians have to do the same thing. And as a result, we collected around 9/11. Much of our collection we've sent now to the 9/11 Museum, but for a very long time, and still even to this day, the collections of New York Historical around that tragedy have allowed people from around the world to understand something that they themselves did not experience. We feel the same way about Hope Wanted, and really about the collecting that we're doing still as part of the History Response Program around the pandemic, but also around Black Lives Matter and really everything that is happening right now. We are living through a historic moment, and you know, once again, the key to doing really good history, certainly as a museum as we are, is to recognize the importance of your own historical moment, to capture it, and to make sure that it's preserved, so that when we look back with some historic distance, we can be looking back at something that really records a moment faithfully and as authentically as is available.
If I can add something.
Yeah, real
quick. Sorry. What was really important is that the museum agreed to have not just the oral histories that the interviews that I did, but that actually have in place where folks come to the exhibit with their cell phones. They can also have their reflections shared on record that, and that becomes a part of the record of this. So it's actually an interactive exhibit as well.
It is at the New York Historical Society, Hope Wanted, through November 29th. Louise Meir and Kevin Powell, thank you so much for walking us through the exhibit. And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for
thanks.
It.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.